From NPR News, this is News in No Time, Ed Gordon. According to the Economic Policy Institute, nearly one half of Americans now live in states that require wages higher than the 9-year-old federal minimum wage of $5.50 an hour. But in other states, the federal minimum wage is still the standard. Advocates say the so-called living wage helps lift people out of poverty. Critics say hiking the minimum wage pushes low-skilled workers out of the market and punishes small businesses. Coming up, two economists look at the issue. But first, the struggle to make ends meet. Los Angeles was one of the first cities to enact a living wage law in 1997. Some companies that do business with the city, like airport restaurants and parking lots, must pay workers at least $9.08 with health benefits. The law covers 10,000 workers. Reporter Robin Yurovich introduces us to one of them.
On this day, 56-year-old Maria Mosqueda is at home doing chores and tending to her pet birds.
Hi, Charlie. How are you? See, they learn.
Most days, Mosqueda is on the job at L.A. International Airport. She's one of the people you see pushing wheelchair-bound passengers or shepherding kids traveling alone through the airport. She loves her job, but before L.A.'s living wage law kicked in, she was making California's minimum wage, $5.75 at the time. She and her husband, a welder, were raising three teenage boys, counting their pennies and barely scraping by.
And then with the living wage ordinance, I think everything changed. It was like $2.50 more per hour. And then some of the things we couldn't afford before, we start to afford.
One of those things was their own home in a working-class suburb just south of downtown L.A. Maria shows off the living and dining rooms, still new-looking with gleaming white paint and fresh carpet.
And the house has three bedrooms upstairs. What else? It's a little garden. It's not very...
Show me the garden.
Yeah, well, you know, we need to fix too many things. Because this is a small area, but for us, it's more than enough.
3 years ago, Maria, her husband, and one of their grown sons pooled their incomes and applied for a mortgage. She says that if it weren't for the living wage, about $5,000 additional dollars a year, the family wouldn't have qualified.
I couldn't believe it when they call us and they say, you got the house. Oh, my goodness. It was hard for me to believe. Thank God, thank to the living wage, and thank to my sons and my husband.
The 10,000 workers covered by L.A.'s living wage are a tiny fraction of the city's low-wage workforce. And $10 an hour has barely lifted most of them out of poverty. Still, that's a huge accomplishment, says Madeline Janice Aparicio, who heads the L.A. Alliance for a New Economy, the group that led the living wage fight. And she says the campaign has also had a broader impact.
What the living wage has done, and the movement for a living wage, is really lift up this idea that we have to be paying people at least enough to survive. And so even Republicans like Governor Schwarzenegger are acknowledging that we need to raise up the minimum wage. Even the LA Chamber of Commerce, for example, has agreed that we need to raise the minimum wage somewhat.
Indeed, California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger is proposing to raise the state minimum wage to $7.75. 9 years ago, LA's living wage law faced fierce opposition from business groups who argued that companies would lay off workers or even close up shop if they were forced to pay the living wage. That didn't happen, says one living wage opponent, economist Jack Kaiser. Still, he argues rules and regulations like the living wage hamper private business and ultimately hurt the working poor.
Maybe the best way to do it is to look at how we can be very, very friendly to business, grow your economy, create somewhat of a labor shortage, and then everybody gets an increase because they have to pay more to attract workers.
One thing both sides agree, the living wage law has done little to encourage employers to provide health insurance, even though it allows them to pay a dollar and a quarter less if they provide benefits. Airport worker Maria Mosqueda says a major illness could wipe out the security she now enjoys. Still, as she holds her first grandchild, 9-month-old Kevin, on her lap, she says she has high hopes for the future. Kevin is going to college someday, she says, and maybe she'll be able to help pay for it. For NPR News, I'm Robin Jurovich in Los Angeles.